Everyone,
下午好。
So good to see you all. May God's peace and grace be with you.
很高兴看见大家，愿神的平安与你们同在。
This afternoon, I want to speak to you from the book of Romans.
今天下午我想和大家分享罗马书。
The book of Romans, the theme of the book of Romans is justification by faith.
罗马书的主题是因信称义。
And that's the gospel that we believe in. No matter what you've done, no matter where you've been, as long as you place your faith in Jesus Christ, you believe in Jesus Christ, He died for you on the cross, your sins are forgiven.
这就是我们所信的福音，也就是不管你做了什么事，不管你过去是什么样的人，只要你把你的信心放在主耶稣基督上，主耶稣的宝血就会遮盖你。
As long as you believe in Jesus Christ, what He's done on the cross for you, that He is the Son of God, He died for your sins, you are righteous before God.
只要你相信主耶稣在十字架上为你的罪舍身流血，你的罪就会被涂抹，你就可以称义。
And that's why we call this grace amazing grace.
所以我们就说这是神的恩典，是奇异恩典。
Now, you can imagine someone start thinking to themselves, well, if that's the case, if salvation is received and not achieved.
这样，有些人就会在开始思考，说假如，整得救是白白的得来，而不是靠我们努力。
It's not from anything you've done, not out of your goodness, not anything from you, but everything from God.
如果只是仅仅从神来的恩典，而不需要我们做什么，我们努力去争取的话，
Then why do we need to do anything?
那我们为什么要去努力去做呢？
Why not live any way we want?
为什么我们不随便的想怎么样生活就怎么样生活呢？
Because we already have God's grace and we're already going to heaven.
因为我们已经得到了神的恩典，我们要去天堂。
So the question I want to raise today from today's passage is What difference does God's grace make in our lives?
所以今天我们要问的问题就是，神的恩典在我们的生活当中到底有什么样的作用？
And so with that in mind, let's read today's passage from Romans chapter 6, verses 1 to 14.
所以我们下面就来一起读罗马书第六章一到十四节。我来读中文，大家和我一起读。这样怎么说呢？我们可以人在罪中叫恩典显多吗？断乎不可。我们在罪上死了的人，岂可人在罪中活着呢？岂不知我们这受洗归入基督耶稣的人，是受洗归入他的死吗？所以我们借着受洗归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。因为已死的人是脱离了罪。我们若是与基督同死，就信必与他同活。因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的主了。这他死是向罪死了，只有一次；他活是向神活着。这样，你们向罪也当看自己是死的，向神在基督耶稣里却当看自己是活的。所以，不要容罪在你们必死的身上作王，使你们顺从身子的私欲；也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，倒要像从死里复活的人，将自己献给神，并将肢体作义的器具献给神。罪必不能做你们的王，因你们不在律法之下，乃在恩典之下。
And God bless the reading of His word.
请神祝福他自己的话语。
What does Paul, the Apostle Paul, want us to know about God's grace?
保罗，使徒保罗是想让我们知道神恩典的哪一部分呢？
The first point is this: God's grace doesn't just save us, but it changes us.
我们今天要分享的第一点是，神的恩典不单 只是拯救，而且要改变我们。
Yes, when we receive God's grace into our lives, He forgives us.
是的，当我们把神的恩典，我们接受了神的恩典的时候，神赦免了我们。
But that's just the beginning. Our Christian life should not just stop there at God's forgiveness.
但是那只是一个开始，我们基督徒的生活不应该只停留在那里。
God's grace pushes us beyond that point, beyond God's forgiveness.
神的恩典，驱使我们，把我们带，把我们带超越，拯救。
Look at verse 1. It says, What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase?
第六章第一节，这样怎么说呢？我们可以仍在罪中，叫恩典显多吗？
Paul was asking a rhetorical question. He was asking, hey, if God is into grace and I am into sin.
保罗在这里是问一个非常挑战性的问题。他说，假如神是负责恩典，我是负责罪。
And if the more I sin, the more God shows his grace.
那么我犯罪越多的话，那神的恩典就会越多。
And if God's grace is limitless,And my tendency to sin is limitless.
如果神的恩典是无限的，我想要犯罪的心也是无限的话。
And then I'll just keep on sinning, and God will just keep on forgiving.
那我就是不断的犯罪，那么神就会不断的赦免。
Look at what Paul has to say, his response to that question.
大家来看保罗是怎样回答这个问题。
Verse 2, he says, by no means.
在第二节里，保罗说，断乎不可。
He says, don't even think about it.
保罗说，你们想都不要这样想。
Don't use God's forgiveness as an excuse for us to sin.
不要把神的恩典作为我们犯罪的借口。
Don't ever abuse God's grace.
不要滥用神的恩典。
The reason he gave, verse 4 and 5, it says, For we were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. If we have been united with him like this in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection.
保罗在四节五节里给出原因，说，所以我们借着洗礼归入死，同他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的形状上与他联合。
And so Paul right here, he's painting two pictures for us.
所以保罗在这里给我们展示了两幅图像。
The first picture is the death of Jesus Christ, and the second picture is the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
第一幅图像就是主耶稣的死。还有一幅图像就是主耶稣的复活。
And Paul was saying, when Jesus died for us, he died for our sins. Our sins are forgiven. That's one picture.
所以保罗说，第一幅图像也就是主耶稣死是为了我们的罪而死，那是第一幅图像。
But the second picture, when Christ rose for us, he lives within us and he gives us the power for victorious living.
第二幅图像保罗说，主耶稣从死里复活，我们也就与主耶稣一同死里复活，我们就有了一个复活的生命。
And so Paul says, don't just identify yourself with the forgiveness of Christ.
保罗说，不要仅仅只停留在与主同死。
But you need to identify yourself with the resurrection of Jesus Christ so that you can claim his power for victorious living.
我们要认识到我们还是与主同活，这样我们就有与主复活的生命，过一个得胜的生活。
See, Paul saying the grace of God is so powerful that it doesn't just save us, but it changes us, it transforms us.
主耶稣复活的大能是这样的有能力，他不但是拯救了我们，而且会改变我们。
Let's look at this quote. God loves you the way you are, but he loves you too much.To let you stay the way you are.
我们来看一个这一句话，也就是神照你的本相爱你，但是他太爱你，不愿让你停留在你的本相。
And that's what God wants to do in our lives. He doesn't just want to forgive us, but He wants to change us and make us more and more like His Son, Jesus Christ.
所以神实在是太爱我们了，他不但要拯救我们，而且他要改变我们，塑造我们，让我们变得越来越像他的爱子主耶稣。
And the personal question for all of us is, so are we changing? Are we changing into the likeness of Jesus Christ?
所以我们今天的问题就是，我们生命有改变吗？我们在像，我们越来越像主耶稣吗？
Year after year, are we more and more transformed to be like Jesus?
年复一年，我们是不是越来越变得像主耶稣基督呢？
And that's why the Apostle Paul said, how can anyone say, can I go on sinning so that God's grace may increase?
所以保罗说，你们为什么还要问这样的问题？我们说我们可以仍在罪中，让恩典显多。
It's like a teenager asking her mom.
就像一个孩子在跟他母亲说，
Mom, I'm just going to keep my room really messy so that the whole neighborhood will know just how good of a housekeeper you are.
这孩子说，我要把我的房子弄得乱乱的，这样让朋友们都知道你是一个非常能收拾家庭的一个妈妈。
Or imagine the employee saying to his boss.
我们可以再想象一个雇员对他的老板说，
The reason why I am so lazy and unproductive at work and I'm always checking my emails and taking these long breaks.
我之所以懒惰，然后完不成任务，经常去看电子邮件。这些事情的原因是
The reason is because I want to give you an opportunity to demonstrate just how nice and kind of a boss you are.
我是想给你老板你一个机会，让你显示你是多么好的一个老板。
You say, oh, that's silly. Nobody would ever reason like that.
当你会说这个好像是很愚蠢，没有人会这样想。
Maybe the answer is yes.
但是很可能实际上我们很多人都在这样想。
Because how often we compromise today knowing that we can always ask for forgiveness tomorrow.
因为很多时候我们是不是今天在犯罪，心里想着明天我们好像可以向神忏悔。
We do things that we know are not pleasing to God, knowing that God is going to forgive us later.
我们是不是在想我们在做一些神不喜悦的事，我们知道神以后会赦免我们。
Today God wants to say to all of us, don't ever take His grace for granted.
但是神今天向我们说话，告诉我们不要把神的恩典当作是你该得的。
But God's grace demands change and transformation in our lives.
神的恩典是需要我们的生命有改变。
So let's keep on looking. What else does God want us to know in this passage?
我们再继续看
Look at this next slide.
我们再来看。
Okay. It talks about death, dying, crucifixion, all these repetitions of the word dead.
在这个章节里我们看到这里讲到死亡钉十字架都是有关于死。
Paul's trying to tell us something is dead in our lives.
保罗是告诉我们在我们生命中有样东西是死了。
And the subtitle in my Bible says dead to sin. We Christians, we are dead to sin.
在我的圣经上有一个标题，这一章节有个标题，就是说向罪死。我们基督徒是向罪死的。
But I don't know about you. I don't feel that I am dead to sin.
我不知道各位，但是我自己承认，好像不是向罪死亡。
Because I still struggle with sin. Sin is very much alive in my life.
因为我还在为罪挣扎，罪在我生命当中还是活的。
Let's look at this next verse, 1 John 1:8.
让我们看约翰一书一章八节。
This verse tells us clearly that if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. All of us are sinners.
这一节告诉我们，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺，真理不在我们心里了。我们每一个人都是罪人。
So what is Paul trying to say to us then? What is dead in our lives?
所以保罗到底要告诉我们什么？我们生命当中到底是什么东西死了？
And I believe this passage is trying to tell us the power of sin is dead in our lives.
这些经节是告诉我们罪在我们生命中的权势死亡了。
Look at verse 6. It says, For we know that our old self was crucified with him so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin.
罗马书第六章第六节说，因为知道我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪身灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆。
Number two, God's grace has broken the power of sin in our lives.
我们今天要分享第二点是，神的恩典破碎了罪在我生命中的权势。
See, the truth is this, apart from Christ, without Christ, we are slaves to sin.
事实上没有神的恩典，我们是罪的奴仆。
What does a slave do?
一个奴仆到底是做什么呢？
He obeys, he complies, he says, yes, master, right away, master.
他是服从服从主人，他说好的主人，我这就来主人。
A slave has no choice of his own.
一个奴仆他自己不能做决定。
But the good news of the gospel is that now that we have Christ in our lives, we have a new master.
我们这里的好消息就是我们有一个新的主人。
We're no longer slaves to sin. The power of sin is broken in our lives.
我们不再是罪的奴仆，罪的捆绑，罪的能力在我们生命中间已经破碎。
And we don't have to obey our old master anymore. We have been set free from the power of sin.
我们不需要再服从我们老的主人，因为罪它的能力已经在我们生命中间破碎了。
Stuart Briscoe told a story of when he was drafted into the Royal Marines.
一个老牧师 Stuart他讲了一个他在英国皇家当海军的时候的一个故事。
And he was assigned with a sergeant major who was so stern and so mean that everybody was shaken in his presence.
他的上司是非常的凶狠，非常的对人不好。
Well, one day he graduated from the program and he was discharged, and he recalled having the discharge paper with him.
他最后退伍了，他手里就拿着那个退伍证书。
And he was just relaxing and just enjoyed the new freedom, after the Royal Marine.
他就心情放松，享受这个不再当兵的自由。
So he was slouching a little bit.
他就把手插在口袋里，好像随随便便的样子。
And which is, you know, you don't put, as a Royal Marine, you do not put your hand in your pocket. It's a no-no.
当时你要是一个皇家海军的话，你是手不能插在口袋里。
And then all of a sudden, he saw this sergeant major walking his way.
这时候他突然看见他的上司从远处走过来。
And without thinking, immediately he returned to his military posture.
他想都不想就条件反射的就站直了。
He stiffened up his body and immediately overwhelmed with this nervousness of seeing this sergeant major.
因为他一看到他的上司，他就心里紧张，就站得笔直，像军人一样。
And then it dawned on him, wait a minute, I have no relationship with him anymore.
但是他突然想到，等一等，我已经不是军人了，他已经不是我的上司了。
So slowly he began to relax.
他就慢慢的放松下来。
He drooped his shoulders.
他就把肩垂下来。
And he put his hands into his pocket.
他又把手插到口袋里。
And as the sergeant major was walking past him,
当他的上司从他身边走过的时候，
he began to whistle.
这个 steward 还吹吹口哨。
And he said there was nothing the sergeant major could do about it.
他说他的上司对他真是没有办法了。
My friends, remember, let us continue to consider ourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
所以让我们每个人都要向罪看自己是死的，向神在耶稣基督里却看自己是活的。
So what does that mean in our life?
在我们生命中这意味着什么？
That means we have no excuse.
这就意味着我们再也没有借口。
We cannot say, oh, I can't help it. The temptation is too great.
我们不能说，哦，我情不自禁，这个诱惑太大了。
Remember, in Christ, we have the power to choose.
知道我们在耶稣基督里，我们是有做选择的能力。
And if we want to live a life that is pleasing to God, a victorious life, we must be intentional about it.
如果在主耶稣基督里，我们要过一个神喜悦的生活，我们必须要努力专注。
Look at this passage, Philippians 3:10-14.
我们来看腓立比书三章十到十四节。
Here Paul says, I want to know Christ. I want to know his sufferings. I want to know the fellowship of sharing in his death and his suffering.
这里保罗说，我想认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死。
And he says,I press on, that's the key word. I press on towards the goal.
保罗说，我竭力追求，我竭力追求，想要得着基督耶稣所要我得的。
You see how he was so intentional about spiritual growth.
所以我们看到他是多么的有决心，多么的努力。
The truth is that no one drifts into spiritual transformation.
事实上，每一个人不可能轻轻松松随波逐流的，有灵命的改变。
If a person wants to grow closer to God, he or she must be intentional about it.
如果一个人想要得到灵命的成长，他必须要做决定，必须要努力。
Remember, the power of sin is broken in our lives.
注意，我们知道罪在我们生命中的权势已经得到，已经破碎。
And we can be intentional. We can choose spiritual growth.
我们可以做决定，我们可以选择让我们的灵命增长。
Which leads us to our last point, number three. Grace compels me to live the God-centered life.
我们这样就带到我们今天要分享第三点，也就是恩典。驱使我们过一个以神为中心的生活。
Today's passage, whenever it talks about death and sin, it always provides an alternative.
今天我们在经文里看到，当这里谈到死亡，谈到死亡，这里还给了我们另一条出路。
And look at all these verses. Verse 4, it says, "Just as Christ was raised from the dead." Through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. It gives us an alternative to live a new life.
我们看到在第四节里说到，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样，我们也同他一起复活，叫我们一举一动有新生的样式。
Verse 7, we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been freed from sin.
第七节里说到。我们不应该再成为罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
Verse 9, in the same way, count yourself dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus.
第九节，因为知道基督既从死里复活，就不再死，死也不再做他的王主了。
And lastly, do not offer the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but rather offer yourselves to God.
第十三节里。也不要将你们的肢体献给罪做不义的器具，要将自己献给神。
See, God's calling is so clear for us because of God's grace in our lives. The only right thing to do is to live for God.
神对我们的呼召是非常的明确，也就是 我们能够过一个喜悦神的生活，就是要做，就是要过一个圣洁的生活。
And Paul used the imagery of masters and slaves.
这里保罗用主人跟奴仆的这个形象来描写。
And I was thinking, where in the Bible has this example of slaves and masters?
那我就在想，在圣经里还有什么地方讲到奴隶跟主人呢？
And I thought of the book of Exodus. That remember the Israelites, how they were living in Egypt, living under bondage in slavery.
这样我就想到出埃及记那里描写以色列人生活在埃及人的奴役之下。
And they were constantly being persecuted by the Egyptians.
以色列人不断的在被埃及人所奴役。
And then God through Moses.Came to them and said to Pharaoh, "Let my people go, so that they can worship me."
神透过摩西，一次一次的对法老说，让我的百姓走，让他们来敬拜我。
And sure enough, God delivered them out of Egypt, out of slavery, so that they could be free to worship God.
当然，神真是把以色列人从埃及地拯救出来。
What did the Israelites want to do again and again?
但是我们看到以色列人一遍一遍的还是想做什么样的事呢？
They want to go back to Egypt.
他们还想回到埃及。
Instead of serving God, instead of worshiping God, they want to return to Egypt under bondage in slavery.
他们不愿意侍奉神，不愿意敬拜神，反倒要回到埃及。回到被奴役、被捆绑的状态当中。
And that's why whenever Moses and Joshua, the leaders of Israel, whenever they saw how God's people want to return back to slavery, they tore their clothes. They said, "What are you doing? God forgive them. They don't know what they're doing."
这也是为什么我们看到当摩西跟约书亚看到以色列人要回到埃及。他们就心里愤怒，撕裂自己的衣服，说：“你们到底在想做什么？神啊，赦免他们。”
And the sad truth was that even though the Israelites was delivered out of Egypt, Egypt never left their heart.
这里告诉我们一个很惨的一个事实，就是尽管以色列人被神从埃及地拯救出来，但是他们的心并没有离开埃及。
Even though physically they were set free to worship God, but they remain as slaves in their heart.
尽管他们的身体、他们的外表可以自由自在的敬拜神，但是他们的心里，他们认为自己还是法老的奴仆。
And so in the same way, today, as we close today's message, let's ask ourselves, all of us have been set free by God.
今天在我们结束之前，我们问一问我们每一个人，我们每一个人，从神得到自由的人一个问题。
Even though we've been set free by God, who is our master in our heart?
尽管我们神已经给了我们自由，但是我们到底是在做谁的奴仆
？So I was thinking about the possible kind of slaves.That we worship in our heart.
我也就想到一些我们有可能有可能成为我们在做奴仆的那些东西。
So I thought, since we're talking about sin and slavery, let me just think of possible masters that starts with the letter S.
那我们就来想想从这个字母 S 开始，看看有哪些是在做我们的主人。
The first S I thought of is stuff. Stuff.
我第一个能想到的 S 就是物质上的这些东西。
More money, nicer car, nicer clothing, bigger house.
更多的钱，新车好新车，然后好房子。好衣服等等。
See, that's a big one here in the States, isn't it?
在美国这个物质的国家里，很多人都是这样的。
And then the second S that came to my mind is sexuality.
第二个 S 我想到的就是性。
And we know, you know, whenever we turn on TV, we look at the commercial, our society, our culture is so dominated by sex.
我们知道我们周遭里的新闻，包括我们电视里，我们整个这个社会的文化都充满了性。
Then I start thinking, well, how about another S? How about substance?
还有另外一个 S， 也就是药物跟毒品。
Marijuana, alcohol,
大麻和烈酒。
Caffeine,
咖啡因。
Sugar,
糖。
You say, hey, leave the safe sins out of here.
你会说糖是一个小的罪。
Things that we rely on instead of relying on God.
我们很多时候依靠这些东西而不靠我们的神。
I thought of another S.
我也想到了另一个 S.
Someone.
一个人。
Someone in our lives whom we want to please more.Than God.
我们生命中有没有一个人我们特别想要迎合讨好？
Someone that has taken place, the God's place in our lives.
有没有一个人在我们心里占据的地位比神还要高？
And then I kept thinking, boy, we're just scratching the surface. How about another letter? And I thought of the letter F.
我在想，这个真是太多了。那我们再看看有没有从字母 F 开始。
I thought of food.
我想到了食物。
Some of us, even though we're Asians and we are gifted with this metabolism that we can eat everything and not get fat.
我想到我们亚洲人有个很好的体质，就是吃很多东西也不会发胖。
And so some of us we are enslaved to food.
所以我们很多人就会成为
How about another F? Feelings.
还有一个 F 就是我们的感觉。
There's a song that says, "How can it be so wrong when it feels so right?"
有一首歌很难翻译，说是我们感觉不对的时候，是难道是真的不对吗？
Some of us, our emotions go up and down and up and down.
所以很多时候我们的感情，我们的感觉是上下的波动。
And we're so unpredictable.
我们无法预测。
Some of us live with people who are controlled by their feelings.
我们知道有一些人，他的生命，他的生活好像被他们的感情所支配。
Kept thinking, how about another F? Facebook.
我们还有一个 F 就是 Facebook.
So many people spend so much time on Facebook.
我们知道很多人在 Facebook 上花了很多很多的时间。
So much that they're addicted to it.
有很多人都已经上瘾了。
And I thought, how about another F? How about fear?
还有一个 F 就是恐惧，害怕。
Fear of future, fear of the unknown.
害怕未来，害怕那些不知道的事情。
Some of us are so dominated by fear that we have become paralyzed to do God's will.
很多人被恐惧所辖制，我们就很多时候就很害怕做神的工。
Who is truly the master?In our heart.
所以在我们心中，我们到底谁是我们的主人？
While we're all worshiping God outwardly, who is it that we're truly worshiping from our heart?
我们在这里外在的在敬拜赞美主，我们在心里到底在敬拜谁？
Let's all claim God's truth for us today.
让我们今天能回到神的真理当中。
Let's remember God's grace doesn't just save us, but it changes us.
让我们记住，神的恩典不单单救我们，他要改变我们。
But because of God's grace in our lives, the power of sin is broken.
因为 神的恩典，罪在我们生命中的权势已经被打碎。
And because of God's grace, we can live a God-centered life.
因为神的恩典，我们可以过一个以神为中心的生活。
Amen. Let's sing this song, Amazing Grace. Let's reflect upon God's grace in our lives.
让我们来唱一首回应诗歌，奇异恩典。
Let's all stand and sing this song.
让我们一起起立来唱这首歌。
For your amazing grace in our lives.
主耶稣，谢谢你在我们生命当中奇异的恩典。
Lord, we do not deserve any of it.
我们真是不配受得你这些恩典。
Lord, help us to not take your grace for granted.
主啊，让我们不要认为我们该得你这些恩典。
But Lord, help us to allow your grace to change us.
主啊，让你的恩典来改变我们。
Help us to grow to be more and more like Jesus Christ.
帮助我们，让我们成长，让我们越来越像主耶稣。
And help us to live our lives not for us but for you.
帮助我们，让我们的生命是不是为了自己，而是为了别人。
Help us the way we live that when people see us, they will see Jesus.
帮助我们，让人们看到我们的时候就看到主耶稣。
May we live our lives to bring glory to you.
让我们的生命。能够彰显神的荣耀。
Lord, thank you for your amazing grace in our lives.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你在我们生命当中的奇异恩典。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
请坐。